did their shoes, they didn't even have to cook food. They had manna from heaven. They had water that could come out of a rock. So they did not have to invest that much in the laborious things that we have to do. Yet these people were supernaturally blessed. But here's the part we don't often talk about. The Lord said to them, "And ye have not eaten bread," in other words, you've eaten manna from heaven, "neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am the Lord your God." See, every time there's a blessing from God, there are some carnal, natural things that you're going to have to give up in order to live a pure, holy enough life for God to touch your life supernaturally. See, lots of times people tithe, but they're still blowing out words that they shouldn't say. They still got so many doubts and fears that they shouldn't be doing. They still got so much activity around them that they don't see any benefit of God's tithing principle. And it's because you need to get a checkup from the heart up and clean up your life so that you can see the blessing of God. Yeah. People want to be saved, but they don't want to live holy. Listen, you can do your little exchange program between people. I'll exchange this baseball card if you give me this baseball card. I'll cook today if you cook tomorrow. Listen, do your human interaction. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, you will do everything his way or you're going to get beat up by the devil in life. Well, I thought I'd get a lot of amen.